Episode 23 for River Shore Golf Links. We have a loaded show. We got a great show. Blazers won Wednesday night, going into a weekend. Lots of smiles all around. But this is what we're all here for, right?
Here's Johnston weaving. He gets knocked by Pelic. Shot! Score! Stankoven! His first NHL goal on his 21st birthday! Logan Stankoven is perfect!
Wyatt Johnston looked like a porcupine in a balloon factory on his way through their D. And the follow-up is Stankoven, who just has a knack.
Yeah, Stankomania. We just made up that term this week. Stankomania is running wild in Dallas right now. Love Razor on the call there. He's been a podcast guest in the past. Maybe we'll have to dial him again soon. Our show is split in half today. Half hour around the craziness around what's been going on for Logan Stankoven with the Stars, and half about this Blazer team that hits the final month of March after posting a winning record in February, going 6-5-1. This despite all those trades, 7 weeks ago, this team is finding a way. It's the Blaze for River Shore Golf Links, where River Shore receiving a bit of a large endorsement this week.
Well, folks, welcome to River Shore Men's Nights. Many say it's the biggest men's night, best men's night in Kamloops. I have friends in China who rave about River Shore Men's Nights.
The wonders of artificial intelligence. That was forwarded to me. I'm not sure who the creator was. This is not a political statement. It's just a bad attempt at comedy.
Anyways, men's night in Kamloops.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk about a few things today. We'll talk about how this team is doing, the young guns that seem to be flying along here. We'll have more prospect news coming up as well. We have a great guest. Speaking of Stankomania, I think he has the fever. Bruce Levine. He is the Dallas Stars radio analyst. He's been covering the team for a lot of years. He's on the radio broadcast pre-post game. He'll be our guest this week. That's coming up here in about 10 minutes' time. Harrison Brunick update. We spoke with him this week, coming off that hit now, 10, 11 days ago. And things are looking up for Harry. We'll talk about that hit and the suspension and just how he's doing. And we mentioned the young guns. Stay tuned for Prospects Corner a little bit later on in the show. It's episode 23 for River Shore Golf Links.
I have friends in China.
Okay, let's get into the opener for Bryce Automotive and Customs. Specializing in car and truck pickup repairs, restorations, car repainting, custom paint and bodywork, custom engine work, full service automotive repairs. We had Danny on the show. Was that last week or was that a couple weeks ago? Well, I'm sure she's enjoying Logan Stankoven. And what more to say? What a debut. He started in Carolina, and that's where we get this clip from following his first game in the NHL. He caught up to the Dallas broadcast team after his debut.
It was great. You know, all the guys were really welcoming and made the transition super easy for me. And this is something you dream of, you know, when you first put the skates on. And, you know, I owe it to my family and friends and all my coaches, you know, back home that have helped me get to where I am today.
First off, Logan, it is phenomenal to have a Kamloops Blazer back in the mix here, obviously. Did the warm-up in New York at Madison Square Garden help in any way tonight?
Yeah, for sure. I think just, you know, having that mindset of, you know, being ready to go no matter what happens, and not a bad barn to kind of have your first warm-up in. So, you know, I was just happy to be here and just kind of took it all in and kind of got me prepared for tonight.
And another nice plug by Razor there in the post-game show. So we wish him continued success. 2 goals, 1 assist in 3 games as we record this show. He's set to take on the Winnipeg Jets here in a couple of hours as we talk in real time. And we'll be talking more about this. Bruce Levine from the Dallas Stars broadcast, the radio broadcast. He's the pre- and post-game show host. He'll give us more of an inside look on what the Stars might be thinking here ahead. Harrison Brunick, we caught up with him this week. Of course, he's been missed, right? He's been out of the lineup now for 9-10 days after that hit on BC Family Day. Subsequent 8-game suspension that came out of it. My chat with Harrison.
Well, I want to talk to you about the hit, first of all. It was one that, you know, you took the impact and I think knew right away something was wrong. But let's go back to that play there back on that Monday.
Yeah, you know, got a pass over and I thought I'd try and make him move into the middle. And then, yeah, just kind of out of nowhere got hit. Obviously, it's part of the game, that kind of physicality. But you never expect to get blindsided. But, you know, right away, yeah, I knew that something was wrong. And, yeah, luckily enough, I got to the hospital quick and we got it figured out.
You know, it seems like initially it was like months and now it's weeks, but I know there's, I don't know the timeline, but you know, things continue to trend up here for you. If you can't get a shot at the end of the season here, maybe there's an opportunity at some point to play for Canada at a world championship.
Yeah, I mean, at first it wasn't great news. We didn't really know how long it was going to be. It could be close to like 4 months or whatever they said, but you know, as the days went on, I'm just taking it day by day here, but it's definitely much better news after seeing you know, a specialist and working with Rebecca here. But yeah, I'm just, yeah, like I said, taking it day by day, and hopefully I can get back to skating soon.
Have you thought about the length of the suspension that player, you know, was handed? Any thoughts at all on that?
No, like, honestly, it's kind of out of my control. I mean, we're both just here to play the game, but yeah, like I said, I didn't really expect to get, you know, hit from a blind side like that. But, yeah, I guess it's just kind of up to the league.
That's the opener for Bryze Automotive and Customs. Okay, let's go on the move for Thompson Valley Charters, who, if you listen to the podcast, you know they need bus drivers. And this ad has helped out. They've recruited a couple since, but still looking for more. Thompson Valley Charters, your ticket to travel and adventure if you have the proper licensing, online, tvcbus.ca. And speaking of on the move, only 4 road games left for the rest of the season here. And I can rattle them off. Kelowna, Vancouver, Seattle, and Prince George. That's it. 4 games on the road, 6 at home, 10 games remain. Shea Van Olm, speaking of on the move, traded out here 7 weeks ago. He was back in town Wednesday, and he was on our pregame show, and I asked him if he still thinks about his old team here since that move.
Oh, of course. I mean, I still text guys, and, you know, you make a bond with these guys. You're with them every day, all day on the bus, and, yeah, like I said, when I got traded, it was bittersweet, so, yeah, no, for sure, I've been keeping up, and, you know, the Blazers have been playing pretty well.
Blazers played pretty well Wednesday. And the young guys, they've been on the move. More with Shea Van Olm. I thought there was a funny moment. Kai Matthew took a 10-minute misconduct, had a disagreement with one of the officials. Sounded pretty minor, to be honest. But he picked up the 10-minute misconduct, and someone tweeted at me. I think it was one of the regulars, Brotherhood of Goalies, named Dylan. And he said that Kai Matthew did his own Shea Van Olm tribute with that 10. I laughed. I laughed at that one. Yeah, we knew Shea can take the odd 10-minute misconduct now and then for having a chat with the officials. Hey, how about Tommy Lafreniere? He's come in, and he's playing pretty well. He's going to be with the team now for a couple more weeks anyways, is what I'm hearing. That's good news. Even saw some power play time on PP2. In that game Wednesday, and is just fitting in and getting an opportunity. It's great to see it. He comes off his first ever WHL goal. That was in Langley Saturday night. Zach Panalakis had a good game. He had 6 shots on goal. 5 or 6, was it? Scored. Nearly scored again late. Maybe Zach still has to distribute the puck a little bit better with his line mates, I think. You know, he's in a shooting mentality. It paid off for him. And I think a lot of people saw some flash and dash out of Zach yesterday. 16 years old, still has to, you know, probably be a guy the offseason here that, you know, puts on a little bit of strength and some mass. That would help him for sure. Connor Radke was good Wednesday. Kalen Anderlini, a first WHL goal. Good for Kalen. Good kid. Tries hard, loves the game. And you know what? He's doing a good job. And that goal, you know what? Of course, his role isn't to score goals, but everybody likes to score, right? And, you know, maybe if it, you know, gives him a boost of confidence, that's big. But we know at this point, they all can't play, right? Like, there's a lot of young players on this roster with the lack of veterans. So there's been some healthy scratches here lately. So it's created maybe a little bit of internal competition. That'll sort itself out. But I think, you know, last night, mentality maybe we've seen more emphasis put on the younger players to a degree. You know, they'll throw them into the mix, see how they're doing that night, and their play will dictate ice time as the game continues. Dylan Ernst in goal. That's back-to-back good starts. I thought he was great in Seattle, and he was good last night, Wednesday night. And we have some Blazer goaltending prospect news coming up a little bit later on the show in Prospects Corner. So more on that. This weekend ahead, we got Seattle, Vancouver here on home ice. It's a four-game homestand right now. So hopefully this team can follow up the effort from Wednesday and play well. That's On the Move for Thompson Valley Charters. Okay, it's feature interview time. Bruce Levine standing by. Dallas Stars Radio. Hydro Power Wash is our sponsor here. And folks, you probably noticed it's warming up. We get a dump of snow, it melts. Dump of snow, it melts. It just creates a big mess. So that's where Hydro Power Wash comes in. Mobile, that's key. Pressure washing services. They specialize in heavy equipment and fleet washing, exterior window cleaning, and full exterior house washes. They do moss removal from roofs. And he's a busy guy, Christopher. Email him, info@hydropowerwash.ca. Give Christopher a text, 250-851-1072. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. Hydro Power Wash. No doubt, as we call it, Stankomania has hit Dallas and in a greater picture, maybe even the NHL, with the headlines that Logan Stankoven has made over the last week and continues with the Stars organization. Bruce Levine is a member of the Stars organization, their radio analyst, and he's been covering the team a long time. He's seen a lot of prospects come and go. He joins us on the line here from Dallas. Bruce, thanks for making time for us here today. Appreciate this.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, John. I really like the opportunity to speak hockey to people who love the sport.
Bruce, okay, question to you. Do you have Stankomania fever here? What's going on down there?
Well, me personally, I've had Stankomania fever since the U18s back here in 2021.
That's right.
Yeah. If you remember, that was sort of Canada's dream team they sent because of COVID. There wasn't the Memorial Cup going on. There weren't any playoffs going on in the major juniors. And the first time I saw this kid play, he just had the wow factor. Just, he wasn't the biggest guy on the ice, but you noticed him every shift. And that series and that tournament, you know, Canada had to have everything to beat the Russians in that tournament. And Stankoven was such a huge factor. I've been a huge fan. That year, the Stars had me write up a draft preview, and the question was, what should the Stars do? And at the time, they thought the Stars would be drafting 14th at the time. So the question was, what should the Stars do with their picks after the 14th selection? And I wrote, and you can look it up, that if Logan Stankoven is available after 14, trade up and get him. If he's available in the second round, which I can't believe he would be, get him. Do not pass on this kid. So I've had Stankoven fever for ever since 2021.
Great story, yeah. And you tweeted about that a few days ago, actually. You can find Bruce on Twitter. He covers the Stars inside and out. And, you know, it was a bit of a where's Waldo for a while as far as, you know, Logan making his NHL debut. We were following it here. We had sort of the plane watch on the Stankovens and if they were traveling to the game. It got a bit of a false start, right? Because he was called up to the game in New York against the Rangers, never played, which I'm sure was disappointing. But just a couple of days later, it finally happens. Let's go back to that.
Well, the New York situation was, we didn't know Matt Duchene was banged up. No one knew that. So when Matt Duchene did not play in Boston on the day before, the afternoon before, it's President's Day down in the States, they didn't know if he was going to be able to play in Madison Square Garden, and the Stars needed a forward. So Logan was really brought up. It was sort of a crazy day where he flew out of Austin, which is the Stars' main airport for their Cedar Park franchise, which is in the AHL, and flew to New York. He had to get up at 4:30 in the morning, flew to New York, and the whole time it was, you are the backup. You are the, you know, in case of emergency break glass option for Madison Square Garden. So it probably did it a better way for him not to play that game. It probably was better for him than to get up at 4:30 in the morning, never have a practice, not have any video sessions, and then jump on against the Rangers. Stars played very well that night. Matt Duchene played. They didn't win, but it wasn't a bad night. Get sent back down to the AHL, and this is a lot of, because of social media, people know what's going on in the organization. They know the prospects. They know what the upside is and what the excitement is. So there really was a fever pitch about him making his NHL debut in New York. But then he gets sent back down. But you had the feeling with the Stars getting so banged up, with the Donoff going out, and you know, you're one injury away from needing another forward, you knew something was going to happen. Now, we didn't know what it was, but the minute you saw him getting healthy, scratched Friday from the AHL, you knew this time it was for real.
Yeah, and it was for real in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I think, do you travel with the team? Like, are you on the road for these games? Because you ran into the family, didn't you?
I did not run into the family in Raleigh. I was back in Dallas in the radio studio, but the family was there. The team was all over it. They had pictures. I'm actually, you know, we knew they were there. We knew that they were there. We knew that they were ready to go. And as you know, when the family travels, and it's a long play from Kamloops to Raleigh, North Carolina, you knew this was it.
Yeah. It happened. It was a great debut. Didn't score, but a couple of shots on goal and drew a penalty that night. It just seems to me that everybody around that organization is super hyped up about Logan. And, you know, not often is a second round pick put on a pedestal like that here. So what do you think it is here? Why has Logan, you know, and his story captured the fan base's attention where they've been pining for him to get this call up?
Well, first of all, it goes back to the fact that fans now and around the hot zone and in Dallas as compared to years past are very in tune with drafting and prospects and the ascension to the NHL. Part of that is that Jim Mill and his team, you know, Joe McDaniello, director of scouting, and the group have done such a great job. And the fans have seen what happens when you get a Miro Heiskanen, Jason Robertson, and Jake Oettinger in one draft. And then they saw Thomas Harley make his ascension to a top two situation on the defense as a draft pick. Wyatt Johnston came out of that 2021 draft, and everyone said, you know, this is going to be a killer draft for the Stars, just like 2017, because Johnston and Stankoven are special. They're different. And you heard in training camp that one of these two had a chance last year to make the NHL team coming out of training camp. It turned out to be Johnston, and he had a great year, so the Stars made the right decision. But when you have somebody that has a chance to make the NHL team straight out of junior, it catches the imagination, and you follow them, and you keep up with it. And, of course, you know, social media helps when Logan wins the, you know, Western Hockey League Player of the Year, and then wins the CHL Player of the Year, and then comes to training camp, has a good training camp, you start to follow because you realize with the salary cap and everything going on, these guys are the future of the Stars organization. Then he comes in as a good training camp, but the fact that as a rookie he was leading the AHL in scoring, it just shows how talented he is. And even though the Stars have a great set of forwards, you sort of wondered, when is he going to get the chance? And people follow that, and they get excited about that. And maybe to a certain extent they should tap the brakes just a little bit because he is just turned 21. He's just playing in the NHL. But just his body of work really has the fans excited about him. And then he comes up and, you know, scores his first goal at the AAC, scores the other night on, you know, on ESPN Plus in front of the national audience. It's hard not to like the guy. It's hard not to get excited because not only is his numbers impressive, but his attitude, his work ethic, you look at it and you go, there's somebody you want on your team, not just as a rookie, but for the next 10 years.
Our guest is Bruce Levine, radio analyst for the Dallas Stars, and he's been following the story down there like we have been up here. And, you know, he scores that goal, 21st birthday. It's a great story. I was impressed with the reaction from the fan base. You know, you were in the building. What was that like when you know, the public address announcer, you know, says scored by Logan Stankoven, and the fans are almost like he's arrived, right?
It's like he's arrived. But here's the funny thing, John. Logan's first NHL point was a secondary assist on Matt Duchene's power play goal that was his 800th point of the NHL career for Matt Duchene.
Yeah.
And the fact that Logan got the assist for his first NHL point actually got more cheers than Matt Duchene's 800th point.
Okay.
Which just shows how much the fans are enamored with what they think Logan can do. And then, of course, he scores the first goal and the place just goes bonkers. I mean, first game at home, first goal. It was almost as loud as you would hear for an overtime game-winning goal. That's how loud and excited the fan base was and is about Logan. It was a fantastic moment, and you know, it's one that his family was down. There's video of them celebrating his first NHL goal. It really was a special moment for everybody who's there, and they're going to remember that.
Yeah, I believe, I think he's the Stars, like, public address announcer shot that video, and the family heard about it. You have a bit of a story on that?
I do have a story about that. That would be Jeff Kay, our brilliant PA announcer. The players' wives, families, sometimes sit right in front of his perch at the American Airlines Center. And it just so happened that Logan's family was sitting right in front of Jeff. So when the goal scored, Jeff pulls out his camera and takes pictures of the video. Puts it on social media. Great video. Gets a lot of response. Well, we're doing the post-game show, and a mutual friend brings up the Stankoven family to hear the show and hear what we're saying about Logan. And I asked them on the air, which was very strange, did you see the video of yourselves? And they didn't see it. So we actually have them watching the video for the first time of their reaction of Logan scoring his first NHL goal. So it's a big moment, and we sent them the video, and I know that Wes has it and is going to keep it forever. It's very special. But Jeff Kay, our PA announcer, was in the right place at the right time and proving he can multitask. He got the video.
Yeah, it's great. I know the Blazers had it on their social media, and it got a large reaction here up in Kamloops for sure. Bruce, where does this all go? The Stars still have some players banged up, like you mentioned. Tyler Seguin week to week. There's going to be some forwards coming back here. Is this a trip where he goes back, do you think? Or has he made enough of an impression in this small sample size to force the organization into a decision?
Well, as you know, the salary cap and the things you do to get under the salary cap are a very strange animal in the NHL. There are some forwards that might be coming back. We heard Jim Mill and Pete DeBoer say today that Tyler Seguin's week to week, but not long term. But Evgeny Dodonov is still longer than Tyler Seguin with the lower body injury that he has. I don't know the way the line of Ben Johnson and Stankoven have played together, how you could take your best option off the ice right now. They've been the Stars' best line in the last two games for sure, and you can even make the argument in Carolina. They were the Stars' best line. So as you talked about, it's about winning. And it's about winning now for the Dallas Stars. This is a team that, with a Chris Tanev trade, have shown that they are all in to win the Stanley Cup this year and try to go as far as they can. This might be our year. Let's think about it. This is a push your chips to the middle of the table and let's see what happens. And that's what the Stars basically did last night with the Tanev trade. How can you not play your best option or your best line combination? I think Logan Stankoven in 3 days has made such an impression that unless something goes downhill very quickly, he's in the lineup. And this is a Dallas Stars team that under Pete DeBoer is not afraid to play youngsters. I mean, Wyatt Johnston, straight out of juniors, played every game last year and in the playoffs. So this is a Dallas Stars team that really thinks about, are you the best fit? Do you give us the best chance to win? And if the answers are yes, you're in the lineup, no matter who is coming off IR or who is being a healthy scratch. If you have the best opportunity to help this Dallas Stars team win, you go out there and you play.
Okay, Bruce, let me be devil's advocate here for a second. You've covered the team for a long time. Before you were the radio analyst, you covered it from a TV perspective here. Let's go back in their history here. There was a former Blazer who was a top prospect of the organization. Dallas was close to putting it all together in the late 90s and 2000. And they acquired Joe Nieuwendyk in a massive deal, but going the other way was Jerome Iginla. Now, are the Stars in a position, do you think, to pull off another move here and potentially have history repeat itself where a very coveted player from other teams, that would be Logan Stankoven, is involved in a move that would really, I would say, upset the apple cart and be a massive move towards a final piece for a cup run?
Okay, first of all, I want to say the fact that Jerome Iginla's kids are showing up as top prospects in central scouting makes me feel very old.
Yeah.
I remember when that trade happened.
Yeah.
It makes me feel very old. But you got to remember, back when the Nieuwendyk for Iginla trade happened, which is a rare case of a win-win in the NHL, where both teams got exactly what they wanted out of the trade, there was no salary cap back then. So you can trade Jerome Iginla and his entry-level NHL contract for Joe Nieuwendyk and pay what Joe Nieuwendyk deserved to get paid without having to worry about fitting under the cap. It's a much different situation now. I don't see Logan Stankoven getting traded. The Stars have another kid down at the AHL, Maverick Bork, who was their 2020 first-round pick, who's knocking on the door and been knocking on the door. I don't think he gets traded. And they have a defenseman who was their first-round pick last year, not 2023, but 2022, Liam Bixel, who's a big specimen of a kid playing in Sweden right now. Those three, in my mind, are untouchable. Those are your future. That is your next core. That's your next Robertson, Hintz, Ottinger, Haskinen group. They do not get touched. I can't say anything for the rest of the organization or what they have plans for the other prospects, but those three, in my mind, are untouchable. And the salary cap gymnastics you would have to do to trade Stankoven for an equivalent today of Joe Nieuwendyk, I don't know if it could be done.
Interesting. Bruce, for Blazer fans and our listeners here, how do they follow your work here? What's the best way to do that?
The best way is, there's a number of ways. First, there's Bruce Levine Puck, my name, and the word puck. Make sure you spell that right.
Yeah.
At Twitter. And, of course, with the Dallas Stars app. They play the broadcast and the pregame and the postgame and the intermission. And you can hear us anytime you want, anywhere on the planet.
Bruce, it's been a lot of fun watching this all finally come to fruition. And I'm sure it's, our fans here and the organization has known this is going to be coming. And it finally did. And I'm sure from a Stars perspective, it's been fun to watch it happen as well. So final thoughts as we wrap up here today, Bruce, what would they be for you?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. I'm a big, big fan of, even though I'm down in Texas, I'm a big fan of Canadian junior hockey. And I love what the Blazers have done, of course, hosting the Memorial Cup last year and the Western Hockey League. I know he's the enemy now, but a good friend of mine, Vern Fiddler's son, plays up in the WHL. So we follow that quite regularly because he's been around here for a while and love what you guys are doing up there. And, the thought is, as far as the Stars are concerned, it's so different, the feeling now, because they're going to make the playoffs. And for the Dallas Stars, this season is really going to be judged on what happens after the regular season ends. That's what success and not success is going to be decided for this year's team. So for the Dallas Stars, as much as you want to win the division and the President's Trophy and the conference championship in the regular season, the next 8 weeks for the Dallas Stars are, how do we get everybody to peak efficiency so when that puck drops for the first playoff game, this team is ready to make its run to the Stanley Cup? And you talk about Joe Nieuwendyk, when that team in 99 hit the ice, and I believe it was against Edmonton in the first round of the playoffs, you knew that team was ready to go all the way. Next 8 weeks, that's what we need to see from the Dallas Stars, and that's what we're looking forward to seeing if it happens and how quickly it can happen.
Well, Bruce, enjoy the ride. We'll be watching from up here and hoping that our former Blazer is a big part of things here. Thanks again for making time for us here today.
John, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, a great chat with Bruce Levine. The Stankoven watch continues. Let's hope he can stay with the big club. Let's get to Prospects Corner for Mastodon Equipment. And right now, prospects are trending, aren't they? Mastodon Equipment Repair, your mobile servicing and repair specialists, from coming up with a preventative maintenance program for all your equipment, aerial work platform inspections, pre-purchase inspections, emergency repairs. Sheldon has you covered. He says, go big. Go with Mastodon. And again, we're seeing these prospects in this feature now come and be part of things. And it's exciting. And if you listen to the show, you have an idea who these players are. Have to say, though, Tommy Lafreniere has more than impressed. Like, how do you keep him out of the lineup the way he's going? And he's been excellent, just 16 years old. And again, first of a few that we'll see. Blazers announcing while we were recording today that goaltender Logan Edmonstone has been recalled, and he'll be with the team for the remainder of the season. Comes in from Saskatoon, where he played his U18 season. They missed out on the playoffs. He had a great season, so he is here. I guess he'll practice and I guess play it by ear to see if there is some potential game action. But I asked Sean Clouston before the Wednesday night game against Spokane the situation with the prospects and who's coming in.
Yeah, Logan's here. He'll join us for practice tomorrow. He'll watch the game tonight. Issa Gurum is here. He played the last game. He's out tonight. Bourgeois goes back in, but he'll spend a little bit of time with us. Tommy Lafreniere is in the lineup. He's going to spend the next week and a half, 2 weeks with us. And mentioned last time, we should see, Claussen, Bonkowski down the stretch here as well.
So that's good to hear, right? Like, fans are wanting to see these prospects come in and make an impact. And when you get a guy like Tommy Lafreniere, that's exciting. This is the time of year for that. All teams are getting a look at, potential full-time players with next year's team. And also hearing Blazers are bringing back a spring camp. And that's when they have their drafted prospects from the May draft come to town and skate and get accustomed to things here. And they haven't done that the last couple of years because, well, if you haven't noticed, the Blazers have played to June the last 2 years. So look for some news perhaps on that. That's Prospects Corner, Mastodon Equipment and Repair. All right, let's do some buying and selling. Kyle Panasek, West Wind, Royal LePage Realty. His cell phone, 250-819-9332. But the best resource might be his website, kylepanasek.com. You can Google his name. All of the information comes up. And I'd like to thank Kyle. I had a real estate question this week. He answered for me pro bono, I believe. Might get a bill. But thanks to Kai. He's got some great listings on there. One that we were interested in and maybe kick some tires on. But, I digress. But where are we going with this? Where are we going? Let's kick it off. Let's buy the Blazer Young Guns here. This has been a show we've talked a lot about. Players like Tommy Lafreniere, Zach Panalakis. More of what we saw Wednesday would be great, right? And we're seeing Logan Edmonstone come in now, goaltender. And the young guys just, they have to make a mark here. Have to continue to develop because, next year is an important season for development for this club. Hey, I'm buying February.
Buy.
Yeah, 6-5-1. That's the first winning month for the team this season. And they capped it with a really good effort on Wednesday. Let's see if they can keep it going now into March. Who is our player of the month for February? Well, we'll officially announce it here in about a week's time or so. The March 6th game, I guess, is when the Radio NL Sunny Green Environmental Player of the Month is announced. But I think if you're paying attention, you have a pretty good idea of who it is. Okay, let's sell some things. Selling the Spokane Chiefs. Oh, and this usually gets me in trouble. Teams take some offense. But I think they'd agree. I think, their coach and their general manager would agree. They're just not playing their A game right now. And I think that was evident when they were last on home ice against Moose Jaw. And I think it was evident Wednesday night, too. If they turn the pucks over, this weekend in Prince George like they did here in Kamloops. That's going to be a long weekend up there. And not the fun long weekend variety either. They're eighth place in the conference. Three back of Kelowna in seventh, who have had an up-and-down season. But could Spokane be caught? Tri-City sure hopes so. Blazers sure hope so. Seattle sure hopes so. So we'll see how this goes. Blazers do not have any more head-to-head left with Spokane. Tri-City does. Seattle does. So we'll see how this all plays out. Hey, I'm buying curling.
Bye, bye, bye.
Curling's back. It's the Brier. It's this week. It's underway in Regina. And we'll send out a special salute to a friend of the show, Matt Dunstone. He is representing Manitoba, but I think he got in because of his point status and last year's silver medal. So we'll cheer on Matt, and hopefully he can bring that that tankard trophy back to Kamloops. That would be a fun time. Hey, I'm buying next week's guest. And special shout out to Bruce Levine, who helped us out this week. He's got Stankomania fever. You can tell. But next week, looks like, and this has been somewhat difficult to arrange, not from the person, but just trying to go through the organization, make sure all the right boxes are checked. Looks like it will be former Blazer goaltender Dylan Grand next week. So stay tuned for that.
Bye.
I'm selling songs or radio commercials that have sirens in them. You know, you're driving.
Sell.
You hear a siren and you're not sure like where it's coming from. You check your mirrors. You know, like, where's this siren? Like, where's this ambulance? Oh, but wait, it's a radio commercial saying that the deals are so hot they have to call the fire department. And you're like, oh, man. Like, your heart starts to beat a little bit, right? You got a siren. You're thinking, okay, I have to do my civic duty here. And by the way, that's a good feeling, too, when you pull over for an ambulance or a fire truck. Like, you know, the reward in your head when you're a responsible citizen is up there, right? You're like, yeah, did my part. Probably even saved a life right there. All me for pulling over here for 5 seconds and then continuing on my way. But anyways, we got to get the sirens out of like regular day-to-day songs and commercials, okay? It just doesn't do the citizens, the motorists, any favor. Okay, that's what we got today. Buying and selling. Kyle Panasek, West Wind Royal LePage Realty, Kamloops.
You've got mail.
Okay, it's fan mail time. It's for the Mattress King. Of course, the Mattress King. If you hurry, they still might have some of those Samsung flat screen TVs. A whole shipment came in to our friends of the Mattress King, 421 Mount Paul Way across from Rona. Hello to Aaron. It is a full mailbag today, so let's get into it. Sometimes we talk traffic. Kamloops City traffic. I guess we don't have it all that bad. Like if you move from the Lower Mainland here, you're like, this is a breeze, right? But I guess in our own little subjective way, we have our concerns. And Colton Davies asking me, at what point for you did traffic to and from the North Shore up Fortune Drive become such a dumpster fire? He says, for me, it was when they started fixing the Halston Bridge. Ironically, and half the lanes were closed for months. I don't know when we became like a civic and a transportation show around here, but I guess we're evolving. Maybe we'll do like a podcast on like the pothole podcast or something. I don't know. And I responded to Colt and I said, for me, whenever I complain about the traffic, it's always on like Lansdowne Street during rush hour where for me, the troubles on Lansdowne started was when you're coming down Summit Drive and you want to get on Overlanders Bridge, there used to be a light there. And everybody used to way back up the hill on their way down. Now, of course, they took away that light and just made it emerge onto the bridge, right? And so what that's done, everyone on Lansdowne Street now has to sort of squeeze into one lane if they want to get on Overlander Bridge from downtown, from Lansdowne. So it's taken away from the folks coming down the hill, but it's added to the folks on Lansdowne Street. And sometimes those lights into the mall just don't change colors, and there's no traffic there. But anyways, my frustration level on transportation and transit is, it's like a 4 out of 10 right now. So we'll move on. Frazzle, Airport Beers. Love that Love that that handle. That's one of the best beers. I thought of another best beer. Post Blazer Win beer. I like those too. Frazzle goes, hey, they can't send Lafrenière down, can they? He says they've been playing better than some, or he's been playing some better than some of the 17-year-olds that have been scratched. You know, I don't think the plan is to send Tommy home anytime soon. I think his stay actually might get extended. I don't know for how long. I've heard a couple of weeks. So he's with the team. His team, Yale Hockey Academy, still playing games, I believe, right? So there is that. But yeah, he's playing well. He's 16 years old. I don't want to compare him to a 17-year-old or that playing on the team. I just want each individual player to take a step. And it's good that Tommy's come in here. It's obvious that his year in Yale, being a top guy where he can showcase his skill and play his game, has benefited him coming back. That's why you send players back to do that. Sometimes players look at that as a demotion to go back and play. Sometimes it really works out. In this case, it might have really worked out. Steven at the Slice, hello. He says, Stankoven looking very comfortable at the highest level. Do you think he stays up when the injured players return? And, Steven, I guess to answer your question, I asked that question with Bruce Levine in our feature interview. But that's the million-dollar question right now with Dadanov and Seguin out. You know, where are they at when these players get healthy? He says, you know, it's more of a salary cap thing than anything. Jeff Andreas at Jeffrey Andreas, morning show host, Radio NL. He goes, thoughts on Matt Rempe's start to his NHL career. Says, don't remember him being this physical when he played in Seattle. Well, he was always physical. But, you know, he got suspended a lot for, you know, some of the hits he made. He was just bigger than most players in the league. We're seeing Ashton Furster take similar type big forward penalties. He didn't fight a lot because there weren't a lot of takers when he played in the WHL. There was one in Vancouver, Zach Ostapchuk, who did pretty well in that one, actually. But yeah, you know, here's the thing, what I'm seeing with Matt Rempe. He's getting it. Teammates love him. He's being challenged now more than I think he's the one throwing out the challenge. So he's answering the bell. And as a young player, you can't really pick your spots. You know, you can't really pick your spots as a young player when you play that role. It has to calm down, though. I mean, especially when it comes to just the absolute trading of bombs. That's a short lifespan. You have to find a way to protect yourself. You know, you look at some of the top heavyweights, you know, sure they can throw, but they're also good at not taking that shot too. You know, they're good at tucking that chin in, you know, only providing like, you know, they're not squaring up to somebody. I mean, they have the side profile, like a defensive posture here, you know, like you can't just be a punching bag, or that's going to be, you know, sort of short lived. Good question, Jeff. Appreciate your feedback here today. Carter underscore Grice, he goes, as day one, he's an OG member of the Zach Panalakis bandwagon. He says, Wednesday's game was very fun to watch. He goes, I think they have a player there. Playing him as many minutes as possible right now could have huge benefits years down the road. I don't disagree with that. You know, I think that's going to be still a rotation basis. They have a lot of young forwards. But when Zach gets back in the lineup again, be it Friday, Saturday night, he has to repeat that. The competition will be tougher. Blazers as well at home have the line matchup, so they can dictate that matchup and make it a more friendly matchup for their third and fourth line. But yeah, Carter, I hear you. We still need to see that progression continue. Guido. Again, Guido sends us questions. I don't know how to say his last name. But he says, I saw a lawsuit from former WHL players who think the WHL should let players decide where they want to play. Do you think that this is because the one player played for PG when they weren't as good? Oh, these lawsuits, you know, I really don't know where to put it here. I'll just say my experience around major junior hockey has been nothing but positive. I think when you see these lawsuits come out, you look at the player behind the lawsuits. You know, are they a disgruntled player? Do they have an axe to grind? Did something happen where they felt slighted? Did they get into some trouble when they played as well? So I don't want to weigh into it any further than that, Guido. It just seems that everyone is lining up to sue the CHL or the WHL, namely because, you know, some of the teams, especially the owners, have a lot of money. You don't see them go after junior A teams that much, right? You know, they just, you don't see it because, well, they're like a community-owned team or something like that, right? There's just not a lot of resources there to tap. That's my personal feeling on it. Again, I didn't play in the league. I've seen what the league does for young men, and, you know, I'll vouch for it for sure. Warm Up the Bus says, what happened to the blimp that would fly around during intermissions when I was a kid? I looked into this, Warm Up the Bus, just for you, because I know that you're a loyal listener. The blimp discovered a hole, and the blimp cannot stay airborne. So I don't know if we're like Hindenburg situation here. Oh, the humanity. I don't think we're there, but the blimp is not flying. And there are no plans to resurrect said blimp. But do you miss it? Do you miss the blimp? I don't know. Okay. Brotherhood of Blazer goaltenders named Dylan. What's the scouting trip like to Kamloops if you work for the Dallas Stars? A few more perks than some of the scouts from other teams, maybe? Yeah, that's a bit of a misconception. The two organizations, although related, run their own show. I don't think so. Is it Dennis Holland who's the regional scout for the Dallas Stars? Talked to him the other night. I don't think there's any special treatment or anything like that. But we do know that the Stars have drafted several Kamloops Blazers over the years. So maybe there's a bit of an emphasis to watch these players. And, you know, if a situation arises, I can tell you right now, Dallas looks pretty good for taking Stankoven 47th overall in the second round. Doesn't always go like that. But you know what? That a pick like that, all of a sudden, looks really, really good. And Dallas has, you know, Wyatt Johnston was their first-round selection. How do you argue with Wyatt Johnston? He's a player. Cam Blazer fan says, John, do you run Blazer's Twitter account on the road? He goes, if so, consider me impressed because the updates are sometimes even faster than the NL broadcast. The updates you refer to, Cam Blazer fan, no, that's not me. That's Jake back in Kamloops, who does social media for the team. So he's the one getting the graphics and the goal live tweets ready to go. And he's quick and fast, and that's how we like it. I'll do some of the road stuff, some of the interviews you see, pictures from the road, from a restaurant with the players, you know, off-day stuff, pregame stuff, videos inside the dressing room. That's more of my really shoddy work. But the updates, that's Jake. And we had Jake on the radio in the intermission the other night. Did you catch the interview with Jake Frolic? Second intermission the other night? So that's who's doing the social media. Again, great questions today, everybody. Really enjoy the feedback. Thanks for tweeting at me and being part of Fan Mail for The Mattress King. Okay, closing remarks as we put a wrap on episode 23. Thank you again for your questions and just basically telling our sponsors that they heard them on the podcast or on the radio. We appreciate that. Closing remarks is for Pleasure Pools Plus, where you can check out their massive roster of affordable H2O, Cal, and Sundance spas. For hot tub repairs, service advice, talk to Len, Sari, and their staff today. And speaking of Len, he's been pretty proud of this past week for sure. He's a Logan Stankoven guy, coached him in minor hockey, and I'm sure it's a thrill for Len to watch Logan do this right now. So shout out to Len out there. Three home games left in this homestand. Playoffs, not out of the equation just yet. 9 points back. Two big games this weekend. Seattle, a team they have to keep in front of. And then Vancouver, who's playing very, very well. And that Connor Schmidt, 16-year-old, he's going to be a really good player for the Giants. Connor Levis makes his return. He was held off the score sheet, I think, in the first meeting in Langley. So we'll see how the weekend goes. And then it's a Wednesday game against the high-flying Portland Winterhawks. So four-game homestand, one win down, and hopefully a few more to go. Great guest this week, Bruce Levine. He's got Stankomania fever, brother. He was a guest with us. He actually tweeted at me the article he was referencing where he vouched for Logan back at the U18 World Championships that were held in Frisco Frisco, Texas. And he's right. He had an article about where he should be drafted, and if he's available in round two, jump on it. So good on you, Bruce, and appreciate you being a guest on the show. Get to the rink this weekend, everybody. Let's see if the Blazers can repeat that effort and these young players keep on taking strides. We'll do our player of the month a little bit later on into March for Radio NL and Sunny Green Environmental. Stick with us, everybody. Stick with this group. Kind of trying to come around here with a month to go in the season. 10 games to go. I guarantee you, you'll miss it come summertime. So get to the rink if you can. Support these guys. And as always, thanks for your support of The Blaze, our podcast, and our sponsors. Have a great weekend, everybody.